Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, worship team. Okay, give them another big hand clap. Hallelujah. Give Andrew a big hand clap. He did a good job. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you're very welcome. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, God is good. Yeah, I was looking for Sandra. She's here. Yeah. There's a dream Sandra had some, I don't know, like 2 months ago or 3 months ago, when basically people had left church, as in LAT. Of course, it was in context of the things we had shared about Elvis Mbonye. And so people had moved, they had left church, amen? And in the dream, we were like five, okay? And then she says, anyway, it ended by people coming up and filling this entire room. Glory be to God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. There's some of you who are going to have to be, to understand how God works. He gives a promise and you think it's tomorrow. And sometimes the way those promises come, it's, you are like, tomorrow. In fact, there are some people I know who can even decide to add what? To put words in God's mouth. They can tell you that I dreamt when God is saying that next Sunday, the whole place is going to be full. When you ask them, are you sure? Yet God just showed a full what? Place, room, but he didn't say next Sunday. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, so that dream hasn't yet been fulfilled, but it will be when I don't know. Okay? This morning, a certain one lady sent me a dream which was again similar to that, okay? She says that she had a dream this morning, all right, a few hours ago. She says that we were having service at church, but my God, the church was bursting with people. Okay? And if she's here, she must be like, but that dream was fake. I thought I was going to come to church, you know. Okay, and so the church was bursting with people. It was very full. The choir, okay, had over 20 people all singing happily. Julian, I should give a hand clap to that. On the side where we have our DNA chat, it used to be there, the DNA chat. She said that on that side, there were different words written on that chart. Two sentences were prominent. The first sentence was, we educate them. Okay? Who we educate, I don't know. But that's why she wrote, we educate them. The second was, we deserve this. Okay? And then she said that one, we deserve this, was very bold, okay? Was, like it was more highlighted than others, okay? Highlighted like a book will cover. Alright? We educate them. Glory be to God. And we deserve this. Glory be to God. Amen? So I've shared with you a dream someone had. And then you can add when it is going to happen, and then we shall wait for the date that you tell us. Amen? Yeah, but God is faithful. All right? God is what? He's faithful. Okay? God is very faithful. Hallelujah. Yes, last Sunday, the topic was martyrdom. Martyrdom being the way to the throne. All right. There's a scripture. Put it up there. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Acts 14:22 says, that are through tribulations, okay? Aha, it says we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom. We must what? Through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. This is Paul. All right? That's what he said. Yeah? So anyway, we saw that martyrdom, okay? But of course, by martyrdom, we don't mean that every one of us has to die as a martyr. Eh? All right? We saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 31, where Paul said that I die daily. That means that he was a martyr every day. Okay? You don't have to die physically to be a martyr. You understand? Eh? But if every day you die to your interests, your whatever, your flesh, eh? Okay? For the purposes of God to be worked through you, eh? Okay? That is martyrdom. Okay? We saw that in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. When Jesus said that you'll be witnesses unto me, eh? Okay? That word witnesses actually means matters. Okay? That word witnesses, eh? It is the word matters. Okay? So, you can be a martyr every day. Glory be to God. And actually, God wants you to be a martyr every day. Okay? Paul said, I die daily. Glory be to God. I die daily. Alright? So you die to your desires, to your interests, to your kind of ambitions, eh? And you say, Father, may your will be done. Only your will. Glory be to God. Amen? We saw in Philippians chapter 3, eh? When Paul was talking about the prize of the high calling, eh? Okay? The prize of the high calling. That means that, like, the highest rank, eh? In the kingdom of God, eh? Okay? One of the things he prayed for is that he said that basically he wanted to be conformed to the death of the Lord. Okay? To be conformed to the death of the Lord. Eh? That's martyrdom. Eh? And then he prayed that he might be given the opportunity to share, eh? Okay, in the sufferings of Christ. Okay? The fellowship of the sufferings of Christ. All right? We just imagine if you're walking here and then you hear what? Someone who's praying, you know, conform me to, you know, I want the sufferings of Christ. Eh? You say, man, this guy doesn't know scripture. You're supposed to pray for grace, for money, for cars, for, you know, eh? Now sufferings. Eh? Okay? But Paul, you know, he prayed that. Hallelujah. And then we see Paul, okay, later, you know, He prayed that so that he can receive the prize of the high calling. Eh? Okay, so martyrdom leading to a throne. Eh? Okay, reigning with the Lord. Okay, Jesus, eh? You remember he died. Eh? Okay, the Bible says he was obedient unto death. Eh? Okay, even the death of the cross. Eh? And the Bible says for that reason, okay, he was given the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Okay? Why was he given that name, a name that is great above every other name? It's because he was obedient unto death. You understand? Eh? Okay? There is no way anyone will ever get exalted unless they pass through the tests of suffering. It's the truth, eh? Glory be to God. It's the truth, man. Suffering. Okay? You remember? He goes to Egypt and he tells the Israelites that I'm taking you to a promised land. A land flowing with milk and honey. That sounds great. Okay? But they had to pass through a wilderness. And that wilderness wasn't funny. You understand? Eh? It was full of suffering. But they had to pass through that wilderness before they enter the promised land. Before they are exalted. Eh? Glory be to God. Like Rick Joyner says, that between the promises of God Okay? And the promised land, there is always a wilderness, which is the exact opposite of what you were promised. And that's where many fall off. Glory be to God. Between, my little things don't sound funny, eh? Even, you know, they sound cool, eh? As you say them, that wow, a cute phrase, eh? But when you meditate upon them, they're not funny, man. And very often, when God gives those promises, he never tells you, that in between. You understand? Okay? He never tells you the in-betweens, man. Then things start happening and you are like, that's when people opt out. They're like, I don't think that dream was from God. I don't, when it is just, you have to earn some things. Eh? Probably that's why that dream this lady had, had that phrase of, we deserve it. Eh? I'm just thinking now. Some of you are like, but what have we suffered? Okay? We have suffered some things, all right? We don't get as much offertory as we used to get to pay for stuff, amen? How Rachel pays for things, I don't know. Okay? We had many worship, you understand, eh? Our worship is great, eh? Okay? But somehow the devil affected it a bit, eh? Okay? But we are coming back, okay? Do you not say amen? Yeah? Okay. Praise. There was a dream. This lady is called Praise. There was a dream in the dream, Darlene Check, you know her? Okay. Was saying that, you know, give Praise 3.5 years. And then she will have a major breakthrough. All right. Now, I'm thinking that God would tell you what is in between those what. But it might be great, okay? It's not always that, man, things happen. I don't know. You know, for your case, it might not be. But, you know, yeah. But anyway, just know it is through many tribulations that we enter the kingdom. Okay? It is through the wilderness that you enter the promised land. It is through suffering. It is through martyrdom. Alright? That's what? That you will reign. Okay? We had the Bible study on Wednesday. And we are talking about the honor. The honor of suffering. The honor of what? Suffering for the cause of Christ is an honor. It's a great honor. I hope you know that. You know that, but you don't want to experience that honor. You don't want the Lord to honor you with suffering. I guess no one wants, unless, man, they are, you know, some level of, the honor of suffering for Christ. Not for stupidity, all right? I'm reading this book, Fox Book of Martyrs. So there are some guys, many guys actually were martyred by the Catholic Church. Okay? They were killed, crucified, they were burnt, you see, because of having the right doctrine. Okay? But there are some guys I read in that book who are like, this one, he shouldn't have, he caused it. Okay? One guy, you know, the cardinal or the bishop was moving, he had a procession, so he's moving with that cup bread. They call it a host. What is a host? You're moving with the casino and people are falling, Then this guy, man, the guy just jumped from nowhere, man. And he came, grabbed the thing and threw it at, a guy like that. Then they got him and burnt him. So that one, he caused it. You understand? Leave guys to worship the way they want to. You know, if they come for you, tell them, no, I won't. But guys are doing their things in you, what? Hey, Muslims are fasting. Okay. Then you bring pork. In front, you know. Not honestly, that's you. Then you say you're suffering. Then you die and then people celebrate you as a martyr. No. That is stupidity. Glory be to God. So don't provoke people. Don't incite martyrdom. You understand? Amen. So some guy is really, eh? Okay? But anyway, martyrdom is the way to the throne, eh? Okay? Yes. I was saying that we are studying on Wednesday. Yeah, and the topic was the honor and glory of suffering. Eh? And I realized almost all the scriptures in the New Testament, okay, which talk about the reigning we shall have with the Lord, okay, it is preceded by suffering. All of them which I came across. This scripture actually, which even shocked me, I'd never seen it in that light, okay. You know, Romans 8:14, which says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. Then it says that, and if sons, then heirs, okay? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Okay, so all of us are heirs of God, isn't it? Now, that might not be true, because, man, I was shocked also on Wednesday. It says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, okay? An heir, basically, is going to reign, isn't it? Then he says, if indeed we suffer with him. You understand? If indeed we suffer with him, so that what? That we may be glorified together. Reign with him. You understand? So, to me, this scripture kind of is saying, not all Christians are heirs. You understand? The heirs are those who, if indeed they suffer with him. Okay? We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Amen? I think LAT has entered some level of maturity. Because these things, you know, suffering messages are what? These days, you don't hear them. Glory be to God. You know, we all want, you know, Baba, you know. And God wants to give us all those things. But there's this subject in the Bible which everyone is what? You know, we're just darkening from it. Either we are too immature, we are babies that we don't see it. Okay, we read the Bible, but we don't see it. Glory be to God. Jesus was obedient unto death. Okay? For that matter, he was given a name that is above every other name. Okay? That means he wasn't going to be given that name if he hadn't been obedient unto death. Yeah? And says, you know, death on the cross. Do you understand? Now, if we are going to reign with him, we have to go through the same way. Hallelujah. Okay? Martyrdom, basically dying to self, dying daily. Glory be to God. These sermons don't grow churches, don't what? Bring the crowd, you know. On the contrary, man, some people might not come back next week. Hallelujah. But it's the truth, and we should know that. Okay? We should know that. Hallelujah. But I haven't yet begun what I wanted to tell you. Now, let's read Matthew chapter 24. But we are still talking about martyrdom. Okay? And I just want to convince you today that there's a certain martyrdom or martyring, okay, which is coming to you soon. And you're not escaping it. Okay? You'll be raptured after you go through it. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Matthew 24, He's talking about the end times. Jesus is talking about the thing that will happen before he returns. Alright? The disciples had asked him a certain question, and he answers it, but let's start reading from verse 9. So Jesus says that they will deliver you. They will deliver who? You. To what? Tribulation. And what? Kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended. Many Christians, will be offended. Okay? They will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. All right? He who goes through that what? Those troubles. Will be what? Saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The end there is the end of this age to begin the 1,000-year reign of Christ. All right? Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Okay? That abomination of desolation is in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Let's stand there real quick and we'll go back to Matthew. Daniel 9, 27 says that here, now this here is a Antichrist. Okay? The Antichrist shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Okay? 1 week means 7 years. Alright? He shall make a peace treaty in Israel for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. During that time, the temple in Israel, Jerusalem, will be there and they will be offering animal sacrifices. Okay? Animal what? Sacrifices. If your grandfather is offering animal sacrifices now, that's witchcraft. But for the Jews, it will be acceptable. Hallelujah. Okay, it will be acceptable. So one guy is doing it, it's acceptable. Another guy is doing it, it's witchcraft. Okay? Actually, I heard that the Jews have begun offering these what? The sacrifices. They're doing them. Okay? They don't believe that Jesus came. They're like, those are yours, you Christians. For us, we're waiting for our Messiah. And so they have begun to do what they used to do in the Old Testament. And it is not witchcraft. Okay? You buy a new car, or you buy a car and you slaughter, a chicken in there, that's witchcraft. Yeah? You build your house before you enter, you chop, that's witchcraft. Okay? But for the Jews, it's not. Okay, so, in the middle of the week, the Antichrist will bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate until the consummation which is determined is poured out. And so, he will sit in the temple and declare to himself to be God. Do you understand? So that's what Jesus is talking about in Daniel 15. All right? Therefore, when you see the abomination, the Antichrist sitting in the temple, spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then, let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. If you're in Israel at that time, when you've gone to see the Holy Land. I hope it doesn't get you there. This is why you should be led by what? By the Spirit. Don't be led by money. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean that you should do everything you can do. Because we're not saying, You can take a holiday every 6 months. You see, what's happening is money is leading you instead of God leading you. You can have all the money and God says, never step out of Uganda, please. But you have the money to a holiday, to wherever. Eh? But now for you think money is for holidays and you get in trouble. Hallelujah. There's no scripture that says that every one of us should take a holiday out of the country. Is it there? Glory be to God. You know, prosperity can mess you up. A wealth can mess you up. Alright? You know that Mubende, any of those places, Namawajolo, what? Mubende, that chicken. Roasted chicken. You know it. Don't pretend. You're pretending that you don't know it because your wife is watching you. Okay, that chicken is so nice, man. There's no chicken in this country like that chicken. I'm telling you the truth. This stupid chicken at KFC, you go to Capital Shoppers, you buy that. It's fake, but expensive. You understand? Fake, but expensive. That chicken, I was in Fort Porto a month ago. There was a barrier going for, and man, she had chicken. We had to stop. Then I made a mistake. I was with you. I made a mistake and I bought one piece. And I should have known better because I've eaten that chicken over the years. So as I was eating this one piece I bought at 3K, you know, someone in the car said that, by the way, okay, it is always advised that when you get here, don't buy one piece of what? One piece. And it was like the guy was speaking prophetically. He didn't know that I was behind there, and man, the one piece was getting over. You know, and I was like, I should have known better. Now, you become prosperous, and then man, that chicken, start saying what, dust on the road. Then prosperity messes you up. Then you start that KFC, it's stupid, Alright? We went somewhere with Sam. I was with Sam, Dennis, or Christine. Okay, for a barrio. But this is embarrassing. People might say, Pastor, you're fake. I want a better pastor, a more serious pastor. But I'll tell you the truth. So anyway, as we leave the, as we walk away, there was people roasting pork. Pork, you fire there. I told Sam, man, as in for me, because anyway, I just escorted a friend to the barrio, so they don't know me. I'm like, man, this pork. So I told Sam, do you want? I could see it was a bit, I told, and so we bought it. We ate it in the car. It was so nice. Then Sam, told his wife what had happened. And the wife was like, So Joan thinks I'm bad company. But you see, prosperity can mess you up. You no longer enjoy life, yet you have a lot of money. You start to buy chicken, pork from whichever place at 50K. And then it tastes nice. Yet you can buy it at 5K and man, it's tasty. Hallelujah. I vowed prosperity will never mess me up. I have to enjoy this life, man. Especially before the tribulation. Glory be to God. Some of you have been helped. Most of you Ugandans, you like pancakes. Because you used to eat them when you were kids. So you know how, how nice pancakes are. Okay? But you cannot go. You cannot walk to the guy who's what? Who frying the pancakes. Say, Empire Town, you can't. So now, what people used to do, they would send kids. What adults used to do. These adults used to eat what? Pancakes in school. Now they are what? Prosperous. So they cannot be seen by what? So they will send kids. Now, supermarkets have helped you. Okay? Now the pancakes are what? In supermarkets. You should give a big hand clap to what? The supermarkets. But I hope I'll finish, man. Visitors, this is not how I am always. All right? But I wanted to say something. Aha. I've remembered. We're the guy in smack. Some guy, I think right now he's either in NSSF. He's a serious guy now. This guy who grew up in Western Uganda. So I don't know. I think where he was, there were no pancakes. I don't know. Anyway, so the guy comes to smack in senior one. The guy comes across pancakes. Kabbalah Gala. Man. The guy, yeah, he pancakes. The guy say, Kabaragara Aomanyo. Kaba, if I we nicknamed him Kabaragara. Okay? No, the guy is a serious guy, but Kabaragara. You know, eh? Okay? Say Kabaragara. I don't know whether, anyway. Okay? Then, anyway, towards senior four, eh? Anyway, in senior four, books became tough, eh? You know, eh? Can't tab, eh? You know, things became tight, and the guy said, in the Usmark and Demi. Smack. Smack and Demi. Anyway, so where were we? Yes, let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. Okay? And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is a Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. When will the sign of the Son of Man appear? After, you say immediately after the what? The tribulation. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear. Okay? He will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, okay? He will do what? Send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the earth. Doesn't that sound to you like the rapture? The only difference why it doesn't sound like the rapture to you is because it is happening after the tribulation. Okay? But verse 29 has said that immediately after the what? The tribulation. Then that's when the sign of the Son of Man shall appear. Anyway, Jesus will come and then he will gather his elect. Okay? That sounds to me like the rapture. Okay? And here, it is talking about a trumpet. Eh? Have we seen it? Okay? And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Okay, now, what I want to let you know is, okay, there's a martyrdom, you're not escaping during the tribulation. You are here. Okay? Less than 2 months ago, okay, I was a proponent of the pre-tribulation rapture. Okay? Basically, the teaching is that the church will be raptured out before the tribulation starts, before the fire starts. Okay? I've been that for, since I got saved. I've been saved for 20 some years now. Okay? And I was always that. Okay? But when I would listen to guys who believe in the rapture after the tribulation, they sounded right. Then the other guys now, like Cavaletta, you know, who talk about what? Mid-tribulation, eh? Anyway, so, and they all sound right. So I remember, I was like, God, man, I need to know your opinion, eh? We can't just be there just guessing, eh? Whatever in the scriptures, and you add them together, and you what? We'll come up with an opinion. Okay? Then one day, I think it was in April, Joseph comes to me, and he tells me he had had a dream. Eh? And in a dream, he was telling me that, man, all along, the post-tribulation people have been right. All this time, the post-tribulation people have been what? Right. And I basically understood that now God was answering my prayer of which is right. Pre, mid, or post. And God was like, what? Yeah, post-tribulation rapture. Glory be to God. I'm very sorry. You know, I don't want to be the one to what? To announce bad news. But it's a man, I'm trying to be obedient unto death. All right? Okay? So it says, immediately after the tribulation, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear. Okay? And then, you know, there will be that the trumpet, the angels, and then he will gather his elect from the four winds of the earth. Okay? Now that means we are going through the tribulation. Now, the tribulation, most of you know, that is a time when there will be a man called the Antichrist with a false prophet. You understand? Eh? And that time is not going to be funny. That is a time when, you know, people won't be able to buy and sell if they don't have the mark of the beast. 666, you know, eh? You understand? Eh? It's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. Okay? And the Bible says, you are around through it. Andrew, now you're wondering why you went to school. Glory be to God. The scriptures seem to clearly indicate that. However, when you listen to other guys, they can be like, this thing is bad. So I went to God. I was like, God, you're the one who knows. Tell me. And I'm very convinced God told me the true doctrine is post-tribulation rapture. Hallelujah. And I think that's why Paul said in Acts 14:22 that we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. That wasn't an idle statement. Paul knew what he was talking about. Hallelujah. So, the earlier you start practicing dying to self, being a martyr every day, okay, the better off you are. And by the way, I'm also convinced that most of us will be living, will be around during the tribulation. This thing is not in 50 years. It is not. It is not in 50 years. It is not in 100 years. It's around the corner. So the earlier man, we start to style up and we decide to live only for Christ, the better off we are. Because things are going to be so tight that many believers are going to to opt out. You understand? They're going to lose their faith. You remember it says that many will be offended. And I realize that is now the danger of the pre-tribulation doctrine. Okay, because it teaches that we shall be raptured before the trouble. You understand? Now, just imagine if that is not right, and I'm convinced it's not right. Okay, for the last 1 month or so, now I've changed allegiance. Okay, now, just imagine, okay, if you believe it's pre-tribulation, and then, man, tribulation starts. Do you say how you're going to be offended and you'll be like, man, this is not, you understand? People are going, it will fall on them unaware, they're not ready, and people say this is not what we're told, you know, and they will deny the faith. They won't have been prepared mentally to handle, mentally and what? Spiritually, to know that, yeah, this is what we signed up for when we got saved. So many will what? Just imagine, say, Mark of the Beast is here. You're like, this is okay because according to what I know, the Mark of the Beast is supposed to come after being raptured. So you take it. Because yeah, it's not that. You understand? Do you understand? Okay? But especially the troubles that are going to fall upon the earth. Glory be to God. So the earlier we start living for Jesus and Jesus alone, dying to all our ambitions, dying to all our, and that is matadome, you understand, dying daily, like Paul said, I die daily, okay, then, the tribulation, yes, it will be tight, it will be tough, but you'll have been exercised, you have been trained to handle. Okay? And you will help others. Glory be to God. You're regretting why you came to church today. Okay? But you don't have to come to church to know these things, what is going to befall you. If you read the Bible, then you have come across them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elizabeth. Young kids now, you bring them up here, now they hear such things. Discouraging stuff. Okay? But by the time the tribulation happens, you'll be an adult. So you'll be, Okay, so you start to train now, Glory be to God. Amen? Let me convince you, to convince you that actually you're here in the tribulation. Remember, Matthew 24, Jesus said, after the tribulation, then he will appear, okay? Then there will be those angels, okay? Remember, there will be the trumpet sound, okay? Then the angels, they gather, all right? Mark those things, okay? Let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 1. It says, now brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The coming we have seen in Matthew and our gathering together to him. You remember Matthew said that Jesus will gather. He will send the angels to gather. Okay, when he comes. Isn't that similar to that? It means at his coming, that's when there's a gathering to him. That is a rapture. You understand? So the coming of the Lord, the second coming is also when we are raptured. So, but you ask a question, why are we raptured if the tribulation has happened? Okay? It's because you're being saved from some other wrath that is coming. The wrath of God. Because you're not appointed unto wrath. Okay? You got born again, the wrath of God for you was satisfied on the cross. Eh? So this tribulation is the wrath of the devil. Okay? But after those 7 years, there is the wrath of God, which now God is also going to unleash on sinners, on people who have rebelled against him. So now you're raptured out before that wrath is unleashed. You understand? Okay? That's good news. Sam, say yes. Isn't that good news? The wrath of God. All right? You don't have to give an offering today. First, we shall see how to pay the rent. Glory be to God. Now, let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 15 to 17. Okay? It says, "For this we say to you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep." Those who are dead already. "For the Lord himself will descend." All right? "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God." Doesn't that sound like what we read in Matthew? You understand? The Lord coming, you know, trumpet. Okay? "And the dead in Christ will rise first." Okay? "Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him." You understand? Eh? Exactly what Matthew said. Okay? The Lord will come. Okay? Then gather his elect. Eh? You know, eh? And this is what it is saying, eh? That when he comes, okay, then those who are dead will rise first. Okay? Then also us who are alive shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. You understand? Eh? But Jesus said this is happening after the tribulation. You know, eh? Paul was never in any way going to contradict the Lord. So whatever Paul said, it had to be in line with what his master had said. If you have read the final quest, Rick Joyner was taught in heaven, I think by Paul or the Lord, you know, he's like, Paul told Rick Joyner that, man, give more weight, okay, to the gospels, okay, to the sayings of the Lord, than to my letters which I wrote. You know, eh? And he says that you cannot understand me if you haven't understood the Lord. You understand? Eh? If you haven't understood Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you understand? Eh? You won't understand Paul. You understand? Because there's no contradiction. Okay? So Jesus said that immediately after the tribulation of those days, then shall the what? The sign of the Son of Man appear. Yeah? Anyway, Jesus will come with angels, you know, with a trumpet, and then they'll gather the elect, okay, from the four winds of the earth, the rapture. Okay? And Paul is saying exactly the same thing. Hallelujah. You have to go back and meditate on Matthew chapter 24. Verse 29 and 31. "They will sort you out, Bulungi." Glory be to God. No man, you must be like me, eh? Where for years, over 20 years, we have been what? Preaching. Almost all of you, I know you. Most Ugandans are pre-tribulation, what? Most of the world actually is. But somehow, I think as we get closer, eh? God is now waking up people. Have you guys read The Path by Rick Joyner? Those visions he had. Eh? If you read that book well, eh, when you're paying attention to everything, eh, you realize actually it is a post-tribulation book. But those were visions he had. Eh? Visions. If you read them well, eh, until the end, eh, you can tell that, this guy. Eh? But the visions were of the Lord. Okay? That man, we are here until the end. Then we are raptured out for a short time. During that time, God is unleashing his wrath. It's going to be bad. It's going to be what? Bad. Hallelujah. You see, when the devil is on your case, you can pray what and God what? He saves you out of it. But now when it is God who's what? On your case, in quotes, that one is tight. Years ago, I and Elvis, we had some friends, These guys, of course, those friends had a lead guy. So I'll say this guy, began to do funny things. And man, you could just see trouble is coming. Not from the devil. Because there are some times when God has to, man, stop something. When things are so bad, God has to stop them. This guy was warned, with some fellows. You guys, All right? Then, a moment in time came when, man, things became bad. Most of you know what I'm talking about. And the guy was even thrown in prison. Now, before that incident happened, the prison, the tribulation, before it happened, one of the guys we were with, one of the prophets was asked, by someone that if this guy got in trouble, what would you do? Because this guy had been a blessing to the prophets, If this guy got in trouble, what would you do? Then this prophet said that I will do all I can, to go to the throne, and man, talk to God about it so that he can be what? The guy can be delivered. Because he had been a blessing. Now, when calamity hit, man, and you see this calamity was from God. I'm telling the truth, it was from God. Now, when God is the one who's under, there's nothing you can do. Because it's him. It's not the devil who you can rebuke. You can say, God, intervene. But now this was God. Man, the prophet who said that go to heaven, man. The guy suffered and to this day is still suffering. Because of the stupidity he was doing and he was told, warned to stop it. Man, when you get to know that side of God, you will walk very what? Circumspectly. You know that scripture? KJV, circumspect. It means wise. You walk wisely. You shout grace, grace, but you know that actually, there's also another side of grace, which is called discipline. Which has what? Chivoko. Heaven. And usually people think it's a devil. When it's not the devil, man. And when God said, you leave me and I deal with this thing. What were we talking about before I diverted to that thing? What? Anyway, so there's the wrath of God which you're going to escape. That's why you're going to be raptured out. But then there's the wrath of Satan. You are around, and it is a short time, 3.5 years. It's short, 3.5 years. Glory be to God. Because the Antichrist comes to reign for 7 years. 3.5 years, good guy, then in the middle, he shows you what he's made of. Now, that one, the church has to go through it. Why? Because it is testing time. God is looking for those who are going to reign with his son. God doesn't mean evil. He doesn't delight in your suffering. But it is to prove those who are worthy to reign with his son. Because we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom. Because remember, after the rapture, then for a short time, then the 1,000 years begin. Yeah, the millennial reign, the kingdom of God, of the Lord. Okay? So, he's looking for people who will reign with him. You understand? The heirs, you remember? Romans 8, you know? Heirs, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together. You understand? Only those who suffer with him will be glorified. Do you understand? That is a purpose why you are here in the tribulation. It's a good purpose. It's a good what? Glory be to God. So now, look at your life. If you can't stand up for some truth, you always ducking, chickening out. God says, do this. You understand? You know, you can't do the simple things. How are you going to handle the wrath of Satan when you can't buy and sell? And you understand? You're going to take the mark. You understand? You can't stand for a thing which, compared to the tribulation that is coming, it's a small thing. You there, you're scared about your sister, your friend, you know. How are you going to handle this? So, this is what I'm saying. We should start, exercising our muscles now. Glory be to God. How are you going to handle in that period? If you can't, right now, you can't trust God with your finances. You can't tithe. You don't give. Now, a period is coming where things are going to be so bad. You can't buy yourself. You understand? Now, if you have never trusted God, you understand? Showed him that, yeah, I can give my tithe. Yeah, I can trust you. Yeah, you understand? How are you going to handle when that... And by the way, you are here. I'm telling the truth. We are here. This thing is not for our grandkids. It's not. Of course, if we get them... For me, I don't think I'll have grandkids by then. Of course, if you get the grandkids now, yes, you'll go through it when now. Your grandkids are looking to you for encouragement. And you say with the grandfathers of fake man. You know, say, man, what kind of grandfather is this? Man, you'll be an embarrassment to us, your buddies, the guys with gray hair. You know it. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, anyway, I was going to tell you what I told you already, that it's going to be bad and you're here. You're what? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 52. Again, I'm showing you that the rapture is after the tribulation. Okay. It says, Paul says that now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does corruption inherit incorruption. So you remember, he's talking about the kingdom of God, the 1,000 years that are coming, the 1,000 year reign of Christ. And he says that in that period, flesh and blood, for some people, it's not supposed to be. Then he says, behold, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Okay? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. You remember? Again, it's all about the trumpet. You see, Okay? Before you enter the kingdom, okay, you have to be changed. Your body has to be changed. You know? Mortality will put on immortality. Corruption will put on incorruption. Before the what? Entering the kingdom. Okay? And that is after the tribulation. At the last what? Trumpet. Remember in Matthew, there was a trumpet which was blown after the tribulation. Okay? And this guy also talks about a trumpet. You get it. All right? So here it says, at the last what? A trumpet. The dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. So the dead are raised incorruptible, then you who are alive and remain, you'll also be changed. Okay? Then you'll be gathered to the Lord. Yeah? All right? So, that is the last what? Trumpet. So, if it says it is the last trumpet, it means the other trumpets. Yeah? Okay? And we see those trumpets. There are seven, yeah? Actually, as we see in our Revelation chapter 8, verse 2. You know, John says, "And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." Okay? So at the last trumpet, the things which occur at the first up to the sixth trumpet, then at the seventh, that's when you're out of here. All right? That's when you're what? Out of here. Let me show you again in Revelations what happens at the last trumpet. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. It says, "Then the seventh angel," okay? Remember, seventh angel, who was the last trumpet, okay? "The seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, 'The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" You remember I told you, the rapture happens, then the wrath of God for some time, and then the kingdom of God, the 1,000 years, okay? And when this angel blew the trumpet, okay, that's when now they start to talk about how the kingdoms of this world, you know, have become the kingdoms of our God. At the last trumpet, the seventh what? Trumpet. Glory be to God. But the point is, that trumpet is blown after the great tribulation. Okay, it is not just tribulation. It is the great tribulation. Jesus said, "Tribulation such as has not been, nor ever shall be." Okay? You are going through it, man. Let me give you evidence that you're going through. Anyway, there are signs in the world. Okay? But let me give you what? A dream I had. Okay? I had this dream in 2014. In this dream, Hillary has a friend called Ronnie Nyoshima. So in this dream, Ronnie comes and tells me the number of years we have left before the Lord returns. Okay? Then I told him, "Are you sure it is this number? Let's say 40 years, but it wasn't 40. I said, 40. They said, "No, don't quote me exactly 40. They said, "But it is around that what? That time." Just a short dream and it ended. Okay? That week, that same week after I had that dream, okay, there's a gentleman who came to me and he told me that, "Man, my daughter had a dream." Okay? A young girl, you know, had a dream. In the dream, she was taken to heaven, okay, and she asked to see her mansion, okay? Then the angel or angels told her that you're so young, there's nothing you've done yet that qualifies you to have what? A mansion. Then they told her, "Go back for X number of years, okay? Go back for this number of years, the exact number of years I had dreamt a few days ago. Told her, "Go back for these X number of years. And thereafter, you know, after that, you'll come back and the mansion will be there." So in the dream, she what? Comes back to the earth. But God, the way God operates, some of us are clocking 50 and we have never been taken to heaven. Kids are being taken to heaven. And it's like a game. Then they go, then they ask for a mansion, they say, no. Then they what? Come back. Then in the same dream, there was fast forward. Those number of years, you know, elapsed, and she went back. Neither some of you are clocking 60. You've never had it. You go, then they say, no, go back. Then you go back. One night. You're one of them, Sam. You've never... But anyway, first we shall just continue to read the Bible, cover to cover. Amen. So, that was fast forward. Okay? When those number of years elapsed, she went back and the mansion was ready. But the point is, those were the same number of years I had dreamt. Alright? You know, eh? And for me, I wasn't told about mansions. I was told that is the end. Basically, becoming with the Lord. Do you understand? And when I told you I'm clocking 50 soon. So when I add those number of years, I am still here. I am here. And I will be as healthy as, you understand? So I won't be like 150. No. We are here. Glory be to God. You know, So those days I used to think, that those number of years, that's when the rapture is happening. Okay? Then the 7 years of the end start. Now I know better. Those years are what? The end of the tribulation. So now when I subtract 7, man, Jesus is coming back soon. But the 7, anyway, you understand, anyway, the tribulation, but this is good news, you guys, Jesus is coming back. Isn't that awesome? Juliana, I don't know why. For me, I don't know why people don't want Jesus to come back. I mean, there's too much evil, too much misery in this earth. You understand? That honestly, for me, every time, so when someone tells me 50 years, man, I feel sad. Honestly, for me, I feel sad because I'm like, When you look at the, how things are going bad, getting worse, deception, you understand? Honestly, why don't people want Jesus to come back? To start 1,000 years, when it's raining physically on earth, and you're reigning with him, in a glorified body, a body that can't fall sick. Do you understand? A body that doesn't get, as in glorified body, you will never die again. You understand? The devil can't do nothing to you. You cannot sin again. Do you understand? And for those people who will still be having natural bodies, the devil will be away for those 1,000 years. He will be bound in some place for those 1,000 years. So imagine a world like that where Jesus is reigning, He's the world ruler. The Bible says it's going to be a glorious time. So I just don't... And the devil is away. Do you understand? And you have a glorified body. You understand? You can pass through a wall. You can... Anyway. Awesome. Now that day is... It's around the corner. I'm telling you, it's around the corner. And that's great news. You remember? Some of you remember years ago, I think it was like 2013, 2014, Elvis, before he entered what? Some things. He had a dream, which was of the Lord. He had a dream, and in this dream, Jesus showed him the Antichrist. You know, he showed him the Antichrist. Then he told him that tell people that I'm coming back very soon. And Jesus told him that, and there's some people you're going to tell who know you, who believe in you, and they're just going to laugh. And in the dream, he actually saw himself telling some people, and they laughed. As in, look at this one. And so when he woke up, God, what God did, because this Antichrist is supposed to be revealed at a certain point. You understand? So Elvis woke up and the memory of who that person is was removed. But what he remembers, what he said that he remembers is that we know him. That the guy is already around. We know him. You understand? But we just don't know that he's going to be the Antichrist. But he said that we know him. That's what he remembers. It's a familiar face. Okay? So the guy is around. So if he's around, you think it is 40 years? Do you think it is 30? But it is not 30. It's less than 30. No, that's awesome. That is awesome. I wish I would tell you my what figures, but with some of you, I know you did what investigations, you found out about which kid, you know. There's some people who did that, and I think they got A. Okay? But I don't think it's exactly that number, but you add, you don't minus. You add, if you understand, glory be to God. Now you can see why we have to be very serious. Number one, we have to exercise our muscles so that we can handle the tribulation. Okay? Matadom. Number two, we have to be found doing what we're called to do. The time is short. Because how you're going to be in the kingdom in those 1,000 years, whether you reign with the Lord or not, it depends on how you have been faithful in this what? During this time. And the time is short. Glory be to God. So that's why you have to be seen. Now, then when I think about it, then I think about the promises God gave me about some things I will do, great things. You're like, man, this thing is around the corner. The glory, you understand? We're living in interesting, awesome days. Hallelujah. By the way, you can still plan for 50 years to come. And the thing is, what you have to do, you have to walk with God to know why, you know, because even if God tells you to plan for the next 100 years, build this house, you know, that is still of God. Because remember, we are coming back. And your land will still be your land when we come back. So this thing that Jesus is coming back in a few years doesn't mean now plan for what? Do a PhD for what? God can tell you do a PhD, You understand, Okay? As you're doing the PhD, you're serving him, There are those things which you can only serve him, do as you're doing the PhD, Serving him, Alright? And even thereafter, that knowledge will be needed in the millennium. Millennium is, on earth, is not going to be heaven on earth. The new heavens and the new earth are happening after the 1,000 years. Okay? Okay? Before the millennium happens, before we are raptured, and thereafter, the wrath of God, there's going to be a war, you all know, the battle of Armageddon, And there's going to be another war before that. So things are going to be destroyed, You understand? There's going to be nuclear warfare. Okay? In the 1,000 years, things have to be rebuilt. You understand? Houses, builders, you'll be needed to rebuild things. So they will get the best guy who has a PhD in architecture. You understand? So you can still plan for 100 years as the Lord leads you. But there's something where God says, it's not relevant. The time is short. You're just wasting time instead of doing what I want you to do. Do you understand? Glory be to God. Now, before we end this, there's something else I want to tell you. We just to annoy you. All right? Remember, there are 6 trumpets. All right? 7. 7 trumpets. At the last trumpet, that's when we are raptured. The last being the 7th. Okay? Now, let me tell you a bit about the 6th trumpet. Because at the 6th trumpet, we are still here. All right? 6th trumpet, Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 to 17. It says, then the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying, the 6th angel, saying to the 6th angel who had the trumpet, Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of what? Mankind. So we are getting out at the what? Seventh. Now this is the sixth. Okay? That means that we are going to experience this war. We are a third of mankind. Are you listening to me? This guy is shocked. He's like, my church never used to say this. They just used to say, what? Simple thing, how God's going to bless you. You know. Okay? Now the number of the army or the horsemen, this is an army. Eh? It was 200 million. Eh? You know, I had the number of them. Anyway, there's that war coming. It's going to be bad. Actually, some people call this, it's going to be the World War III. And according to the math I've told you, the dreams, what? Eh? We are around. And remember, we are being raptured at the what? Seventh trumpet. This war is what? Sixth trumpet. We are here. We are going to experience it. Hallelujah. Amen. You're like, but such discouraging sermons. I mean, you first go and alarm the guy who wrote it, and then after go and alarm the guy who told that guy who wrote. All right? Now, on 27th May, when was 27th May? Less than a month ago. 27th May, 2018. Okay? That was the time when I was teasing Dennis and Joan, that for them they are pre-tribe. For me, I've checked them. You know, I'm post-tribe because of a dream I had. Now, so that night, just last month, Dennis had a dream. He was with some guy we studied with in medical school. Okay? And this guy was told Dennis that we need to prepare for tough times because there is a dark war that is going to break out around the 20 somethings. And when I added it up, the other years I was told, man, the thing is around there. Okay? See, there's a great war that is what? We say we need to prepare for tough times because there is a dark war that is going to break out around. I remember I said we need to prepare. Okay? Around the 20. You know, eh? Then Dennis says that in the dream, I began to think that this is a tribulation and the church will have to go through it. I believe that dream, one of the reasons its purposes was to inform him that, man, your guy who has defected to the post-tribulation side is right. You understand? Eh? And then he talks about a great war. So last night I went to see what is going to happen before we are raptured. Eh? And I found this war. I think that is a war. World War III. And World War III is around the corner. You are here. If you don't become stupid and you die for nothing. Eh? I'm telling you. If a mosquito bites you and what? It bites you from a place where there are no anti-malarials. We are here. Glory be to God. So we need to what? Exercise our what? Our muscles to be able to handle those things that are coming upon the earth. But the grace of God will be there to help us. Hallelujah. Amen. So in the meantime, do what you're called to do. And don't freak out of serving the Lord when things are tight, when you're going to get negative reactions. If you fear right now, negative reactions, now you fear, you can't do it. What about in the tribulation? You understand? Where people are going to be killed, you know, a foe, you know, are you okay? People are going to be killed. If right now you can't handle, what are you going to do in those days? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? That is why we sing that song, I pledge what? Allegiance. Glory be to God. Amen? And in those, the fears that are coming, this song, you're going to realize how important it is. Hallelujah. Matadome, okay, being witnesses for Christ, okay? All right? Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 5 says, if you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? This is a verse I was talking about, what? Last Sunday. If you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, how can you contend with horses? If you can't handle this peaceful time, you understand? This peaceful time, you can't handle it. How are you going to be able to handle the great tribulation? We need to start exercising now. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.